The Wild Swans. Long, long ago, there was a king. His wife died very early, leaving 11 sons and one daughter named Eliza. All these children were clever and lovely. They lived happily together. A few years later, the king married an evil woman. She didn't like these children, especially little Eliza. One day, while the king and princes were hunting, the queen sent Eliza away to a farmer's house. When the princes came back, they couldn't find Eliza. They felt angry and went to ask the queen. But the queen cast a spell on them and turned them into 11 wild swans. The wild swans flew out of the palace and flew over the hut where Eliza lived. But they didn't know their little sister was there. Then they flew to the ocean, far away. Eliza was growing up and becoming more and more beautiful. One day she went to the forest and met an old woman, who in fact was a kind fairy. "Your brothers have become 11 wild swans. They have flown to the seashore," she told Eliza. Eliza missed her brothers very much. She decided to go and find them. In order to find her brothers, Eliza kept on walking and finally reached the shore. It was almost evening, and 11 wild swans landed on the shore. As soon as the sun went down, they turned into 11 handsome princes. They were Eliza's brothers. The princes told Eliza that the next morning they would fly across the sea to a faraway country. Eliza asked them to take her with them. At night, the princes weaved a net and put Eliza in it. When the sun rose, the princes turned into wild swans again. They held the net in their beaks and flew over the sea. With Eliza in the net, they flew slowly. When the sun began to set, Eliza felt worried. If they couldn't find the land, the wild swans would become humans, fall into the sea, and be drowned. Just then, they saw a piece of land and landed on it before sunset. Eliza and her brothers settled down in a beautiful forest. One night, Eliza dreamed of the old woman. "Pick nettles and knit 11 capes for your brothers, and then they can be rescued. But you must not speak before the capes are finished, or your brothers will die," she told Eliza in the dream. The old woman gave Eliza some nettles. Feeling the stinging nettles, Eliza woke up. Eliza walked out of the cave and picked nettles in the forest. Her hands and feet were hurt and swollen, but she didn't care at all. Her brothers came back after sunset. When they saw Eliza's hands, they understood that what she was doing was for their sake. The youngest brother cried, and where his tears fell, the pain disappeared. The next day, when the wild swans had flown away, a group of hunters came into the forest. The most handsome one among them was the king. The king saw Eliza and fell in love with her immediately. He took Eliza back to his palace and prepared a beautiful bedroom for her. However, the king's uncle didn't like Eliza. He believed Eliza was a witch. Eliza found herself in love with the king too. However, she could not say a word, but kept on knitting every day. When she finished the 7th cape, the nettles ran out. Behind the palace, there was a dark forest where many nettles grew. One night, Eliza stepped into the dark forest to gather nettles. Unfortunately, the king's uncle saw her. He was convinced that Eliza was a witch. The uncle told the king what he had seen. The king felt very sad. He couldn't believe that the girl he loved was a witch, but he didn't believe his uncle would lie to him. Soon the nettles ran out again when Eliza was about to finish the last cape. She had to go to the dark forest again. The king followed her and saw her step into the forest. He believed his uncle's words and sent Eliza to prison. It was cold and wet in the prison. Eliza didn't have a pillow or a quilt. She had to rest her head on the nettles and cover herself with the rough capes. In that country, witches were burnt to death. "You will be burnt in 3 days," the guards told Eliza. Eliza was not afraid at all. Her only wish was to finish the last cape and rescue her brothers. Eliza kept on knitting day and night. Rats dragged nettles to her. Thrushes encouraged her with beautiful songs. It was Eliza's last day in the prison. At dusk, some wild swans came. They were the princes. Eliza saw them and cried happily. At night, the princes went to the palace to tell the king the truth. But the heartbroken king was asleep, and the guards didn't let them in. At last, the king was awakened by the noise. Unfortunately, the sun was rising. The princes turned into wild swans and they had to fly away. Eliza was dragged onto the cart and was carried to the execution ground. She was still knitting. She had almost finished the last cape. Everyone in the crowd believed that Eliza was a witch. They pointed at her and accused her. Just then, 11 wild swans appeared. They protected Eliza with their powerful wings. Arriving at the execution ground, Eliza had just finished her last cape. She threw all the capes to the wild swans. They wore the capes and turned back into 11 handsome princes. Eliza could speak again and she told the king the truth. Just then, many roses sprang up and blossomed. The king picked one and put it in Eliza's hair. He asked Eliza to marry him and she agreed. They got married and lived happily ever after.